This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And I just wanted to let you know, too, as well, friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I want to do is I want to cover what's going on over on sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. And then we're going to come back and I'm going to talk about, after the first segment, They Would Just Sing Louder. We tapped into this just a little bit the other day, but I just want to show you how far and how willing people are to avoid their responsibilities individually, okay? Now, those that have ears to hear, you love what you're hearing. For those that don't, hang on with us. Hopefully by the end of the show, you will. For those that hate the truth, understand the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And if you feel condemned, remember it's because you love darkness rather than the light. Read John 3, starting in verse 18 when you get a moment as well. So jumping over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, I can't make this kind of stuff up, friends. We have the hate monger, jihad rep Rashida Tlaib in Wisconsin. Not in Wisconsin, but in Michigan. She said, "I was really afraid of my fellow Americans after 9/11. Now, friends, keep in mind, for 18 years, we have been spoon-fed by the media that does not know how to tell the truth. We've been told for 18 years that the Muslims were responsible for dropping the two towers. Have we not? Have we not been given that information over and over and over and over again? Again, I would like to throw in there, friends, who's gained from September 11th more than your government has? Why would your government ask you to give up your God-given rights after we were attacked? Why is your government ushering in, alluring in those from the Middle East, and then bringing them into positions to be setting reps, not for we the people in the U.S. Constitution, but for those that are colonizing under the noses of the American people, namely in communities throughout the United States of America called Muslims, who are looking for their Muslim reps to implement Sharia law? People are asking, where's the FBI? People are asking, where's the CIA? People are asking, why is it that the CIA-controlled media is so complicit in covering that of, well, who are we talking about now? Rep. Rashida Tlaib. Every time she breathes, friends, the microphone's up to her mouth. Why is it that every time Ilhan Omar breathes, friends, the CIA-controlled media is complicit in putting a microphone right up to her mouth? And then on the backside, friends, they defend them every step of the way. Well, this is how you lead through opposition. Remember, George Bush called for a New World Order over 200 times from the presidential bully pulpit. Over 200 times he called for a New World Order. But did you remember what he said right after that? Order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. Who's creating the chaos? who brings in the order. Those that gain from the chaos. Don't forget that. Rashida Tlaib says, I was really afraid of my fellow Americans after 9/11. For those that didn't know, especially those out in Michigan, forgive me, you do realize that Rashida's family was under investigation by the FBI during that particular time, being called into question as to why they are here, number one. Number two is, what were they doing during these attacks, etc. Now she's in a representative position. And then on the other hand, like I said earlier, we have Ilhan Omar in Minneapolis actually trying to get insurance policies for Muslims that leave South Minneapolis that are here in America that go fight on the behalf of ISIS. And when they're killed, Ilhan Omar, one of the first bills she wanted to pass was to make sure that the insurance company paid the families benefits of the individual that died fighting on the behalf of ISIS. I'm sorry. You can't make that up. You really can't. Again, here we have it again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Friends, contributors from all over the United States of America writing about similar things happening across the country. In Washington, D.C., friends, listen carefully. To those that want to keep shouting out, make America great again, make America great again, you might ask the question, where's the DOJ, where's the FBI, and where's the CIA? Because now what we have in Washington, D.C. is we have Muslims demand restaurants open at 4 a.m. for Ramadan. This is in the United States of America. Just wanted to make sure everybody understood that I wasn't talking about a third world country again today. Also on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, we have Ilhan Omar. You can watch the video, friends. Ilhan Omar allowed to talk to elementary students behind closed doors. Parents and press allegedly not allowed. Whoa, this is crazy. So you have a Christian preacher teaching and educating the young people across the United States of America of their Christian heritage, having giving them an understanding of who they are and where it is that they came from so they know where they're going. That would be me under attack every time I stick my feet or put my foot inside of a public school building to do an assembly or a lyceum. I'm under attack by the same media that's giving cover to Ilhan Omar. Did you hear what I said? The very media that attacks me for what I'm lawfully doing is stealth-like and complicitly giving cover to the likes of Ilhan Omar in public schools. And friends, what's disturbing about this is when you watch the video, it's a short video, but she's being warmly welcomed. 99% of those kids are Muslim kids in a public school. Hijabs on, burqas on, folks, the works, little kids, cute little kids, right? And here comes Ilhan Omar high-fiving them all. And somehow or another, parents and the press were not allowed to listen to her assembly program in an elementary school? Folks, you're asking for it. You're definitely asking for it. This is on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Did you see also in Texas, friends? Wanted to highlight this one as well. In Texas, we have the, this is crazy. We have a mayor and his wife arrested for massive voter fraud. Massive voter fraud. This all on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we're giving you information that they do not, the CIA-controlled media, does not want you to see. And maybe that's why Facebook and Google and Tweet and all these other big tech companies are so busy censoring guys like me, friends, because they don't want you to know the truth of the matter. And I do.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. Gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Gotherefore.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, several hundred videos, got a brand new one coming up by the end of the week here. Again, several hundred videos bringing about resolve to the issues in which you deal with. Amos rightly said, this is the resolve. Justice guards our liberty. The prophet Amos said, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. And I say, into the camps of our enemies, saith King David. So I brought in Amos and King David just for the record there. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, check it out. You're going to love that channel. I really, truly hope you do, sincerely. Again, you can also check us out on our phone lines anytime, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And thank you to my top chat friends for putting up with the signal. Tomorrow, that should be crystal clear. So thank you for tuning in regardless. We really, truly do appreciate that. I was just highlighting on the Sons of Liberty Media. I wanted to say their name so you understood who this is coming from. We have, in Texas, mayor and his wife arrested for massive voter fraud, okay? It was reported on the New York Times. The mayor of South Texas border city was arrested Thursday on charges that he orchestrated an illegal voting scheme in which he asked residents of nearby towns to change their addresses so they could cast votes for him. Now, here's the names. The arrests of Richard Molina and the mayor of Edinburgh and his wife, Dalia Molina, came amid a bitter political fight. In other words, what you're hearing, friends, is that the media, not one media outlet reported what party he had hailed from. It was from the Democratic Party. If you're caught up into that, friends, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, okay? And there is constitutionally no such thing as a Republican Party, a Democratic Party. Folks, there's over 101 party affiliations. What's next? Sharia law compliant party? Because you better mark my words, friends, that's what's coming if you don't get back to what the Constitution and the enumerated laws have to say and your willingness to enforce them against those that are violating the law. This right-left paradigm is set up, friends, to divide the American people one against another so that house does not stand, said Jesus in Mark 3:25. I also wanted to highlight another article on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay? You ready for this? Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh to exploit the poor. This coming from Jesse Lee Peterson. Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh may be going to prison. The 69-year-old black, this is written by a black man, is under investigation and facing corruption allegations after she received hundreds of thousands of dollars for her self-published Health Holly children's book from major health care companies with deep ties to the city of Baltimore. My goodness, friends, have you not taken the time to see the corruption? Go to political prisoners, friends, and I'm not talking about the good ones, I'm talking about the bad ones. Those that were in representative positions that have been busted, that are now in federal prison, or they're incarcerated, or whatever the case might be, the list goes on and on and on, and it's interesting to note that the media is not there to report you when they're busted for their crimes against we the people. Why? Because crime works for their initiatives, okay? At least for a moment, until their cup is full, and then they're going to have to drink that cup. They just don't realize they're going to have to drink that cup once it's full. And let me tell you what, friends, we're on the brim of what's happening here because we are provoking the Most High God to no end with our lawlessness in America, your willingness to put up with lawless people in the United States of America. Also want to let you know that Overkill on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, government officials, they call themselves, deploy 700 police, spend $3 million to lockdown city only to arrest a disabled veteran for buying canned iced tea and bug spray. Some of the stuff that you're seeing online, friends, is just second to none. You really, truly almost can't believe the things that are unfolding in this country. But now you have it on film, which is great. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, again, that's a mercy of God. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Well, when the Lord does that, that's his mercy. And he points his finger to the church and government and says, now, listen, I've exposed them for who they are because the law and the spiritual is perpetual, uncovering crime continuously. Now deal with them lawfully. Enforce my commandments, my laws that you found in the Torah against these people, teaching them the fear of God, right? And deterring that they might depart from iniquity. Don't encourage them to partake in it. Encourage them through the force of law and the execution of the law unto judgment to establish righteousness and judgment within the gate, right? I can just hear some people saying, Bradley, you always talk about judgment and righteousness within the gate. Of course, because that's what Scripture tells us to do. That deters crime. All right? You don't want to encourage crime? You're set up on a system today, just so you know, to accept the magnification of the crime against the law. Well, you have it completely backwards. You know, now what we're hearing today is the innocent are guilty until proven innocent. And it's because you've taken on this mindset that they're going to magnify the crime against the law. Well, when you magnify the law against the crime, you establish judgment in the gate and establish righteousness and peace. So we might know what real peace is, but it only, folks, comes out of the fear of God, which is healthy to those that love God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. It's not a bad thing. It's not a weird thing. It's a righteous thing. And it's a God-ordained, let me say it in youth terms, thing. Okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have... I got to highlight this. I just have to. And Trump has done this before, and you need to listen carefully, friends, and cross-check me. Trump announces rejection of UN arms treaty signed by John Kerry. Also keep in mind, do you remember not too long ago, a couple months back, Donald Trump showed up on the behest of those that call themselves pro-lifers. 650,000 people protested the sanction of the murdering of the womb, of the babies, the innocent in the womb, them that were fearfully and created wonderfully by the Most High God. Remember how he got out there and he was advocating his stance on pro-life and creepy Biden was right there. Not Biden, I'm sorry. The Vice President of the United States, creepy Pence, was right there saying there's never been more of a pro-life president. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, keep in mind that was his promise on the campaign trail. And what, again, he says and what he does are two different stories. Because when he was advocating and playing the pro-life president in front of 650,000 people, did you pay attention to the fact that, friends, he also financed Planned Parenthood behind your backs? I don't know why people don't want to wake up to the facts of the matter. I don't know why people hold fast to deceit to their own demise. But we have on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Trump announces rejection of UN arms, treaty signed by John Kerry. But did you also know that Trump tells NRA, the left is coming for your guns? Well, I would ask the President of the United States of America then, who's the left, Donald Trump? You know as well as I do, partaker of the WWE pro wrestling, and your good friend Ed McMahon, I mean, you even appointed his wife to oversee the business administration. You know that pro wrestling, both sides are the best of friends, and you know that there's no such thing as the left. And when you do make reference to the left, what are you referencing? Those that are not ruled by law. Well, Mr. President, you are the commander-in-chief. And you promised to bring forth that DOJ and squelching crime. You sold it as draining the swamp. And now we're finding that you're doing the opposite, namely through William Barr when you appointed him, who is a gun confiscation advocate. But the American people didn't know that. I'm just telling them, Mr. President, what you're unwilling to tell them. The truth. Okay, I'm for the law. I'm not for the party system. There's no such thing, again, constitutionally. But it's interesting, Trump is telling people that the left is coming for your guns. Again, keep in mind, he's the president. For you that blame Barack Hussein Obama for what he did, I want to tell you something. Here's a little bit of a wake-up call for you. Barack is not the president anymore. Donald Trump is. And what has Donald Trump done concerning the fulfilling of his promises in bringing justice by bringing forth those special prosecutors to deal with the corrupt in D.C. that he calls the left? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Matt Agarist, a veteran, faithfully, being a faithful witness which delivers souls, wrote on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, on the 27th of April, Trump tells the NRA, who's been compromising away your gun rights for years, friends, the left is coming for your guns, and he's been quietly taking your guns all along. Well, Matt's right. Why is it that we can't call it for the way it is, friends? Are you so in love with your Pharaoh that you refuse the counsel of God, Isaiah 30? Or is it that you want to bring a curse upon yourself because that's what you're doing when you're trusting the arm of the flesh? The Bible says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, but cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. We're going to take a break. Be right back.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The leader of ISIS appeared for the first time in 5 years in a video released by the group on Monday, acknowledging the defeat of the group's last stronghold in Syria, but vowing there's a long battle ahead. The video release shows Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi talking about the Easter bombings in Sri Lanka, which killed over 250 people. Al-Baghdadi does have a $25 million U.S. bounty on his head, which makes him the world's most wanted man. 25-year-old Michael Cummings is accused of killing 7 people, including his parents and uncle, in killings that unfolded at 2 separate crime scenes in Sumner County, Tennessee. Neighbors describe Cummings as
very uneducated person and just in and out of trouble. No job, no life.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, who announced he's running for president in 2020, is holding his first campaign stop in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, if you've been listening to the first segment and the second segment, namely the second one, you know, if you were saying to yourself, well, we voted for the lesser of two evils. Well, if you used your scriptural mind, you wouldn't have voted for either one of them. And you would have realized right then and there you were handed the two options they wanted you to have. They win both on both sides either way. Remember Mr. Pike, founder of the Masons, said that when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. And that's exactly how it's been played out in the face of the American people, and the American people took the bait. It's the same media that can't stand Donald Trump that put him into power. You know, the best way to lead or control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, but people still haven't figured this much out, friends, to their own demise. I can only tell you the truth. You're going to have to respond to it on your own and the choices that you make, because you're responsible before God for what you advocate for and what you do. We're going to talk about they would just sing a little bit louder, and I want you to think about this because it shows you how far people will go in allowing tyrants to rise. Tyrants always rise when justice dies. Don't ever forget that. Tyrants always rise when justice dies. And that dying is only temporarily, because truth crushed to the earth will rise again, said William Cullen Bryant, and he's exactly right. Last week we were talking about how they would just sing a little bit louder. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, let me get to that. When the hypocrites, those that called themselves Christians, who were accomplices to Adolf Hitler, read Matthew 7:21-23, would sing praises to Jesus in the Protestant churches in Germany, they would sing louder to drown out the noise of the Jews, gypsies, and dissidents that were crying out for help while they were being hauled off in cattle cars to concentration camps, or even worse, extermination camps. Read Psalm 78, verse 9. Did you hear what I said? Those that were in the Protestant churches during the time of Adolf Hitler's rise, and the only reason he rose is because the church wasn't doing its job. And it's the same thing here. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? What is the extermination camps today? They're called Planned Parenthood abortion clinics, friends. 60 million babies have been murdered because you've allowed your government to sanction that which is unsanctionable, friends. Thou shalt not kill applies to every single one of us. Let me ask you the question to those especially that believe that the Supreme Court can do whatever they want to do. Do they not promise to uphold the Constitution and the enumerated laws? And again, is it not the job of a judge to discover the written law and apply the written law? Because that is the case. And the question is where did they derive delegated authority from we the people, or first and foremost, the right giver, namely the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to actually say that, you know what, we'll just tell them it's a choice. They can go ahead and kill the fruit of their womb. They didn't. And by the way, abortion has never been lawfully passed in this country. And that saying comes in. They'll always do whatever you let them get away with. Oh, my goodness. How many of these people have stood before their judge now that wish they didn't advocate the things that they advocated for when they had time to do it? How many thought that God wouldn't require an account of their lifestyles individually? It's to me so unthinkable what people think that they're going to do and get away with without recompense. You're so sadly mistaken. You really, truly are. Just because you have in this country 325.7 million people that are willing to go ahead and give you a pass because they're apathetic, I'm here to tell you first and foremost on this earth, I'm not. And number two, first and foremost, before that of me, might I say, is my father. You're not getting a pass. Everything's being recorded, and you are going to give an answer. Because you are accountable for what you know, and everybody knows within themselves that killing is wrong, unrighteously. The only reason Adolf Hitler got away with what Adolf Hitler got away with was because the church let him do it. What do you have today? Your Holocaust, 300,000 pulpits remain silent. They're the greatest advocates to the abortion industry in America. The homosexual agenda and lobby in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, in the state of Minnesota, we have the Lutheran Social Services. Those are the ones that are responsible for alluring the Muslims into the United States of America. They're aiding their executioners. I didn't say that. The Quran did. Just think about that, friends. You can't make this up. You know, one must also remember that when church services were going on during the time that these cattle cars were going by the churches and they were all singing to Jesus to be exterminated, you know, when church services were over, they would find their cars toppled with the ash of the bodies that were burned in incinerators. If you've not seen the true story of Spielberg's movie and the Holocaust in Germany back in the 30s called Schindler's List, do yourself a favor and watch it. And for those that did not know, many of the actors couldn't even make it through the making of that movie because it was hitting so close to home. But friends, in churches today, they're just singing a little bit louder when it comes to their responsibility. Now, to further the atrocities of these traitors to Christ, a bunch of Judases, and they're just as guilty as the one advocating and committing the crimes, by the way, because they're tolerating the crimes, they were the ones handing off their youth groups to do Hitler's killing for them. Did you know that? Remember Hitler's youth? Yeah. You know why they always go to the youth? And by the way, it works in a positive manner, too. If you look at the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King Jr., he didn't use the older people because they were the stumbling block to the movement. They used the youth groups to get the job done. And any dictator, in a negative sense, also understands that you have to get to the kids. That's also a positive, just for the record. We had George Whitefield and many Great Awakening preachers back during the Revolutionary War that were preaching to the young people in colleges as well. Namely, George Whitefield was in the colleges. And also, might I add, folks, when people would go to church in the olden days, they would go to church as a family. They wouldn't break up the kids, and the kids would go into the youth group to be taught by some guy that has no, or woman that has no business teaching your kids anything. They would stay as a family, and they would sit under that anointing together as a family. Many of our forefathers sat under thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of puritanical preaching. And what were they preaching? Canon law, the Torah, ecclesiastical law in the United States, right? And that's what they established. That's why we have the Mosaic Institution. Now, I want to go back to these that were singing louder and louder as the trains were going by, filled with dissidents that were going to be exterminated at the camps by Adolf Hitler. You know, these professors loved Jesus so much that they simply disobeyed his commandments at every opportunity that they had. Read 1 John 2:4. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Now, I'm sure you've heard of this, because I'm going to get to the pith and marrow of this message. I'm sure that most of you have heard, first they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because, guess what? I wasn't a trade unionist. We're hearing this all day long today in America. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. You've all heard this, right? Did you know who said that? His name is Martin Niemöller. Martin Niemöller is perhaps best remembered for the quotation that I just gave you. And it wasn't until a couple years ago that I learned that the man who said it was prominent Protestant pastors during the time of Hitler and the Nazis that were responsible for Hitler's rise to power. Whoa! Really? The guy that said that took responsibility after he was imprisoned and he lived through the Holocaust. He said that it was the Protestant church's fault that Hitler got to power in the first place. Whoa, that's right. The quotation that I just read from you stemmed from Niemöller's lectures during the early post-war period. His point was that Germans, and in particular, the leaders of the Protestant churches, had been complicit through their silence in the Nazi imprisonment, persecution, and murder of millions and millions and millions and millions of people. Well, America, you've already outdone that. Just keep in mind what I said to you last week, and you can write it down. The Lord will not at all, in any sense of the word, overlook iniquity. Not even the smallest jot or the smallest tittle. For the wrong that you do in committing transgression against his law, there will be a recompense. Because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, and he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Which one are you sowing to? And I want people to understand this, that the Bible also tells us that it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. It's raining on all of us. The question I have for you is, what sort of seed are you allowing to be sowed into your heart that you might reap? Because the evil are going to reap evil, and the good and the righteous are going to reap righteousness. That's why when we read the book of Ezekiel, and the Bible talks about tell the righteous that it'll be well with them, but woe unto the wicked. Woe is a damning word, friends. That means to damn them in that context. It's raining all day long. For folks, we are called to account for every idle word and every idle thought. We are called to keep our eyes single, fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. Did you know that? Hebrews 12:2. We are going to give an account for everything we put our eyes onto, our ears to. Take heed that you hear was a warning in the book of Mark. We have to be careful with what we listen to. Oh my goodness, if we understood the spiritual world, how little any of us would meddle in the things that are there to destroy us. You have eyes, but do you see, friends? You have ears, but do you hear? Let's stick to the word, friends, and we'll always be safest that way. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866 763-333-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just going back and forth with live chat friends. And I thank you for the interaction. I love it. Our point here is to strike up conversation, and people need to start talking about what needs to be talked about, things that matter, instead of the frivolities and the vanities of the CIA-controlled media that is continuously magnifying the crimes of those that are to represent you. They're also magnifying them, getting away with it at every given step, aren't they? Hey, folks, keep in mind, just a side note, Machiavelli and governments are destroyed because the peoples allow their representatives to commit crime. Just so you know, this is how it works, and it's exactly what's happening today in America. Again, sad state to be in. We need to set the record straight here. We're talking about they would just sing a little bit louder. They would sing just a little louder. We're talking about in Adolf Hitler's day. He rose to power because of the complicit church and the lying propagandists, the media of the day, just for those that didn't know. And I bet he thanks the devil. I'm sorry, yeah, that's right. He probably thanked God, but I bet he thanks the devil during the time that he was alive that he had a propaganda minister like that of Goebbels, huh? How's that working out for him? Hey, by the way, has anybody ever taken the time to see the end of these men? Just to prove my point that I was talking about earlier. I mean, Goebbels ended up killing his whole family, friends, because he knew it was game over. No more going on and living the way that we thought we were going to go ahead and live. The way that we wanted to, without God seeing it. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Yep. And then judgment came. Mussolini. And then judgment came. And Joseph Stalin. And then judgment came. Mao Zedong. And then judgment came. You know, this judgment that I'm talking about right now could come a lot sooner if the American people would obey God. In a righteous sense. In a lawful sense. In a lawful sense. My goodness, how people have been desensitized and conditioned to accept the things that they accept today. talking about the quote from Martin Niemöller. For they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. And then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. That's exactly right. Everybody that's listening to me right now, where you're convicted of your sin, you need to listen to it. Because sooner or later, they're going to be knocking on your door, too, if you don't deal with it today. I'm Martin Niemöller. Said that the leaders of the Protestant churches had been complicit to their silence in the Nazi imprisonment, persecution, and murder of millions of people. Of course. How else would they have gotten away with what they got away with? It's the same thing with Planned Parenthood and many of the crimes that we see in the current administration across the United States and within the churches in America today. How do they get away with it? Because the people allow them to get away with it. Just think about that. Maybe what we need to do is get all those IRS agents converted, huh? And maybe we should put them in the DOJ so they can start dealing with corruption. Because they're pretty adamant about people that don't pay their taxes, aren't they? Yes, they are. Maybe they should become a little bit more adamant about those that are committing crimes and enforcing the law that way. It's another story. I could go there right now. It aggravates me to no end. Did you know that Martin Niemöller was one of the earliest Germans to talk publicly about the broader complicity in the Holocaust and guilt for what had happened to the Jews? In his book published in English as Of Guilt and Hope in January of 1946, Niemöller wrote, "Thus, whenever I chanced to meet a Jew," he said, "known to be before me, then as a Christian, I cannot but tell him, dear friend, I stand in front of you, but we cannot get it together, for there is a guilt between us. I have sinned, and my people has sinned against thy people and against thyself." That's right. You're hearing the voice of repentance in heaven. My people and I and the church of the day, the church leadership of the day, are responsible for what we allowed Nazi and the Third Reich, Adolf Hitler and his little devilish minions to do to you people and others. It wasn't just the Jews. I mean, what he would have and could have changed if he himself and all of the church leaders in Germany took a stand and spoke out against Hitler and the Nazis when it mattered most. I mean, after all, prevention is better than cure. And although he did suffer spending the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps, he still recognized his own guilt for not speaking out against the tyranny. This is after the fact, America. This is after the fact. This is all after the fact. In fact, we could probably rewrite Niemöller's quote quite well for the modern-day church leaders of the day. It would probably go something like this. First, they came for prayer in school, and I didn't speak out because I thought it was okay for them to do that because, after all, I didn't do my due diligence to read the law to find out that they didn't have the power to do that, namely through an oligarchy where few rule over many, but I let them do it anyways. Nor did I ever look into the fact that the Supreme Court is not above the law, Article 3, Section 1 of the United States Constitution. Also read Ephesians 6:18. Then they came to murder the unborn in their mother's womb, and I didn't speak out because I was not an unborn child. After all, I was told that the Supreme Court could sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb by simply calling it a woman's choice. Read Proverbs 6:17. Then they came for the legalization of two men or two women getting married to upend American sovereignty, and I didn't speak out as if to suggest the Supreme Court injustices have a God-given right to define what God himself designed because I didn't want to be called a hater or a bigot. Cowards. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, and Romans 1:24. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak out for me because I never spoke out for anyone else, let alone God. Read Ezekiel 3. It's a disgrace what we're seeing from the pulpits in America today, namely through omission. Yesterday we were driving in Minneapolis, and they had these, they painted these doors the color of the gay pride flag. And on each door it had a word, and it says, "All are welcome here." That's right. All are welcome to come into the church, but you better leave as you're changed and come back through regeneration and sanctification of the Spirit, which is the work of the Holy Ghost, and you hand in glove responding to the Holy Ghost. On these same yards, these that are advocating the homosexual agenda, by the way, friends, they're not churches. These are synagogues of Satan. They're advocating what God clearly condemns. It's also interesting on their lawns that they're also the ones advocating illegals to come into the United States of America. All are welcome here. Again, we're talking about the Church of America. Hey, folks, judgment begins in the house of God. I'm just pointing my finger the right direction so you understand who the responsible party is. That's where it starts. I mean, it's disgraceful what we're seeing in the pulpits in America today. Rather than seeing the thunderous barrage of righteous indignation against the murder of the unborn and zeal against tyranny, injustice, immorality, what are we hearing? Virtually nothing from over 300,000 pulpits. Silence. Read Zechariah 1:15. We hear church leaders, as they love to be called. 1 Corinthians 12:28. It's first the apostle, then the prophet, and then the teacher, not the pastor, just for the record. And, you know, we're hearing many of these supposed self-proclaimed church leaders. Well, I don't speak out against anything political. Let me ask you something. Do you live politics? And where did you swallow that Kool-Aid? Who filled that cup? Because apparently you ain't reading your Bible, and I said ain't. Well, I don't speak out against anything that's political. Again, let me ask you the question. Do you live politics? Because one way or another, you're going to live politics, either under the blessing or under the curse. Is the murder of the innocent children, is it political? Homosexual marriage, is it political? That's the institution of the church, right? A corrupt, wicked, and lawless administration that means to destroy your country and religious freedom, and you don't think you need to get political? Are you kidding me, people? Here we see a Niemöller, a man who could not change the destruction that took place in the lives of millions of people. Again, prevention would have been better than cure. He couldn't go back in time and right the wrongs, but America still can. Because again, friends, I love to say it. It's true. It pulls the rug from all of your excuses, which is how Satan rocks you to sleep. Excuses. Excuses. Procrastination. Let me say this, friends. Procrastination, I'll do it tomorrow, is the biggest robber of blessings. You ever notice tomorrow never comes? Do it today. Do it now. Getting back to this, got 30 seconds left. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. If not now, then when? And if not you, then who? I just got that question for you. And if you are saved from somebody else, then it's time that you give what you've got. Because if you don't, you never had it in the first place.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.